hell? Is Eliza presentable?
You silly boy. Of course she's not presentable. She's a triumph of your art and of her dressmakers. But if you suppose for a moment that she doesn't give herself away in every sentence she utters, you must be perfectly cracked about her.
But don't you think something might be done? I mean, something to eliminate the sanguinary element from her conversation.
Not as long as she's in Henry's hands.
Do you mean my language is improper?
No, dearest, it would be quite proper, say, on a canal barge. But it would not be proper for her at a garden party.
Well, I must say...
Come, Higgins, you must learn to know yourself. I haven't heard such language as yours since we used to review the volunteers in Hyde Park 20 years ago.
Well, if you say so, I suppose I don't always talk like a bishop.
Colonel Pickering, will you tell me what is the exact state of things in Wimpole Street?
Oh, well, I have come to live there with Henry. We work together at my Indian dialects, and we think it more convenient.
Quite so. I know all about that. It's an excellent arrangement. But where does this girl live?
With us, of course. Where should she live?
But on what terms? Is she a servant? If not, what is she?
Oh, I think I know what you mean, Mrs. Higgins.
Well, dash me if I do. I've had to work at the girl every day for months to get her to her present pitch. Besides, she's useful. She knows where my things are and remembers my appointments and so forth.
How does your housekeeper get on with her?
Mrs. Pierce. Oh, she's jolly glad to get so much taken off her hands. For before Eliza came, she used to have to find things and remind me of my appointments. But she's got some silly bee in her bonnet about Eliza. She keeps saying, "You don't think, sir." Doesn't she, Big?
Yes, that's the formula. "You don't think, sir." That's the end of every conversation about Eliza.
As if I ever stop thinking about the girl and her confounded vowels and consonants. I'm worn out thinking about her and watching her lips and her teeth and her tongue, not to mention her soul, which is the quaintest of the lot.
Well, you certainly are a pretty pair of babies, playing with your live doll.
Playing? The hardest job I ever tackled. Make no mistake about that, Mother. But you've no idea how frightfully interesting it is to take a human being and change her into quite a different human being by creating a new speech for her. Mm. It's filling up the deepest gulf that separates class from class and soul from soul.
Yes, it's enormously interesting. Mm. Now, I assure you, Mrs. Higgins, we take Eliza very seriously. Every week, every day almost, there's some new change.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we keep records of every stage. Dozens of gramophone discs and photographs.
Yes, by George, it's the most absorbing experiment I ever tackled. She regularly fills our lives up, doesn't she, Big?
We're always talking Eliza.
Teaching Eliza.
Dressing Eliza.
What?
Inventing new Elizas. Do you know, she has the
I
most
assure you, my dear Mrs. Higgins, that girl is a genius.
Ear,
she can
like
play
a
the piano quite
I've
beautifully.
I've tried with her every possible
her
sort of sound that a human being
musicals.
Can make.
It's all
continental dialects,
she
African dialects, Hottentot,
right
clicks,
when she
things it took me a year to get
Beethoven
over.
And Brahms
she picks them up
Leon,
like a
Mahler,
shot right away,
Mahler,
as if she'd been at it all her life.
6 months ago, she'd never as much touched a piano. I beg your pardon?
Sorry. When Pickering starts shouting, nobody can get a word in.
Be quiet, Henry. Colonel Pickering. Don't you realise that when Eliza walked into Wimpole Street, something walked in with her?
Her father did, but Henry soon got rid of him.
It would be more to the point if her mother had, but as her mother didn't, something else did.
But what?
A problem.
Oh. I see. The problem of how to pass her off as a lady.
I'll solve that problem. I've half solved it already.
No, you two infinitely stupid male creatures. Oh. The problem of what is to be done with her afterwards.
I don't see anything in that. She can go her own way with all the advantages I've given her.
The advantages of that poor woman who was here just now. The manners and habits that disqualify a fine lady from earning her own living without giving her a fine lady's income. Is that what you mean?
Oh... That will be all right, Mrs. Higgins.
We'll find her some light employment.
She's happy enough. Don't you worry about her. Goodbye, Mrs. Higgins.
Anyhow, there's no good bothering now. The thing's done. Goodbye, Mother.
There are plenty of openings. We'll do what's right. Goodbye.
Let's take her to the Shakespeare exhibition at Earl's Court.
Yes, let's. Her remarks will be delicious.
She'll mimic all the people for us when we get home.
Absolutely.
Men! Men! Men!